Are you ready to transform your financial future through mortgage note investing? Hi, I'm Jamie Bateman, host of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. As a passionate entrepreneur myself and real estate investor myself, I've dedicated my career to empowering investors like you. Join my mentorship program tailored to meet your unique business objectives with a very small financial commitment to get started. Gain access to my personal experience, trusted consultants and vendors, and receive customized mentoring services. You'll get hands-on guidance on everything from determining your buy box and reviewing your bidding processes to managing notes with third-party servicers, handling collateral, and much more. Don't wait. Visit LabradorLending.com to start your journey to abundance today. Let's unlock your full potential together. In this episode, we get to hear from Jose Berlanga. Jose is a real estate investor, an author, and a speaker. Really, at heart, he's a business owner and a business creator, and he gets quite vulnerable about a severe childhood incident, a severely traumatic incident that occurred when he was 4 years old. There was a catastrophic accident, and he suffered third-degree burns over much of his body. And we talk about that recovery process, which lasted 10-plus years and really helped define who he is. And we talk about some of the skills that he acquired from that adversity and how he's been able to apply that in his business career. We also focus quite a bit on the multi-million dollar losses that Jose has had several times. He came from Mexico and just created himself, really. Certainly he's had help along the way, but Jose has a ton of knowledge based on the success and failures he's been through in many different types of industries. It's really, this one is jam-packed with just inspiration and practical value. He's got a book called The Business of Home Building, but it's really about building a business and running a business. And he's got a second book coming out that's focused more on land development called Dirt Rich. So many rabbit holes we could have gone down, and I had to be selective in the ones we did because he's got such a wealth of knowledge. It's just an incredible story. One of the things I loved about his story was the fact that he says now that focusing on making money was a mistake through the years, and that really you should be focused on purpose and your mission, and the money will follow. So that's really an interesting topic that we dive into. So enough of me rambling on. You're going to love this one.
Welcome to From Adversity to Abundance, the go-to podcast for real estate entrepreneurs seeking not just to thrive, but to conquer with resilience and mental sharpness. Each week, join us as we dive into the compelling world of real estate through the lens of mental fitness, where challenges transform into opportunities. Get ready to transform your mindset and expand your understanding of what it takes to succeed in real estate. Let's explore these stories of triumph and resilience together.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. I am your host, Jamie Bateman, and today we have with us Jose Berlanga. Jose is a real estate investor, author, and speaker, land developer, and has founded many companies and been through a lot of adversity that we're going to get into, and also reached a lot of abundance. Jose, how are you doing today? Yeah, I'm excited. This will be fun. I feel like this is one where there's, you know, we've got to be careful about going down too many rabbit holes, because I think you've got it's going to be a lot of good content here and a lot of inspiration as well as practical value for the listener, the active real estate entrepreneur out there who's going to face more adversity than they already have, or some additional adversity, as we all will. So we're not excited that you've been through adversity, Jose, but look, you have. So let's talk about it. Talk about the lessons you've learned and how, and you know, the listener can take some of that information and hopefully, you know, apply that to their lives. Let's dive right in. First off, who are you today in a little bit more detail? What are you up to today? Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one. Well, and I think it's a really taxing to, you know, try to control what things you can't control, right? So, and to focus on, you know, what may happen. It's different. You can't predict it, but you can get better at managing adversity and dealing with how you respond to it and learn from it and use that in a positive way and use it. So it can be fuel to help you get to quote unquote abundance, or even better, help you inspire others. And you know, and that's really the point of our show today. So let's jump back into your backstory. I know around age 4, you had something catastrophic occur. So if you don't mind, could you pick it up from there? Right. Yeah. And just very briefly, you could take a, we've talked about this on other episodes, but the compounding effect that can be a massive factor in whether you spiral into a negative, you know, pattern and overall life circumstances, or it could go the other way where you can build off of the momentum you gained in a positive way and use that compounding effect. Right. Yeah. Sure. Sure. Yeah, so for the listener, let's if you don't mind, what happened? Wow. Wow. Wow, that's huge. Yeah, right. Just fit in. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I mean that's such a formative period. I mean it, not to say it wouldn't be challenging as an adult, but maybe if that happens when you're 40 years old, you've kind of established your identity and it might be a little bit easier. But I mean, yeah, you don't have the tools to even know how to navigate that. And like you said, you mentioned switching schools constantly and then also being in and out of school to be in the hospital. You're not likely establishing long-term friendships and it's just from a social standpoint, just super challenging. Yeah. Okay. How did you do that? How was that would you do? Okay. Yeah. Sure. Right. Sure. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, and Yeah. Got it. Well, and I know, you've reached multimillionaire status in several different industries, and so we're going to get there, but that's somehow you were able to turn things around and and just reach quote unquote abundance. And I always like to throw in the caveat that Jose, you're going to have more adversity in your life. I'm going to have more adversity in my life. Just because you have financial and maybe health abundance now doesn't mean that you're never going to face more adversity. So there's all kinds of ups and downs like we talked about already, but the fact is you somehow from a mental standpoint must have used this adversity to grow beyond just your, being funny and communication. It clearly you've been able to pull yourself out of this, and like you said, it was a series of things and it took time. How long did you kind of, I imagine it initially, 4 years old. I mean, you probably did have that sort of victim mentality for quite a while, I would guess. I mean, how long would you say you were kind of in that victim mentality, and then was it a switch or was it just a gradual change to become more empowered? Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. 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 Yeah. Wow. Really? Love that. Got it. Well, and we've had many amazing guests on the show with all with different stories and different versions of adversity. And typically the focus, shifting from self to others is a huge part of that I guess I'll say healing process or growth process or switching from, problem to opportunity or adversity to abundance or victim to, powerful person. And but usually that's a process. So that's I think this is the got it. Gotcha. Because you were in the hospital, is that why? Yeah, gotcha. Wow. Sure. I still for my own, this is, you're not supposed to compare, I guess, but just I switched middle schools in the end of sixth grade. This is not a major thing in the grand scheme of things, but it had a major, it was very stressful at that time because middle school kids can be really challenging. And again, this is just a normal parents moved, not a huge thing, but the fact that you had to switch schools so many times and start over at such a vulnerable age, at different ages, but yeah, it's that's massive. Just that social impact. So fast forward to say, let's maybe age 18 or 20, somewhere in there. What does your life look like? How did things change or improve for you since from 4 to 20? Oh, interesting. Sure. Right. Interesting. Yeah. Right. Okay, talk about that. So I don't want to, is as specific as you want to get, you know, feel free, but you're saying you went from like maybe multimillionaire status to almost nothing, or wow. And what age was that when that fell apart? Okay. Wow. Yeah. In the moment. It's right. So what did you do? How did you rebound after that initial business failure in your early 20s? What did you look around at, you know, who's in my network, or what were some of the lessons you took from that and were able to apply to rebound? Sure. Sure. Right. No, that's a key point. So you mentioned, I mean, you've mentioned that a couple times really now. So you were too focused on the money, making money, which, making money is great. And but it sounds like you're saying making money should be treated more as a, as an effect, as an outcome or some, as a consequence. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. So there's a lack of security and a lack of identity. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Building rapport. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's, tell me if this is too big of a leap, but it sounds like, that those were skills that you had gained from recovering from your accident as a child. You mentioned becoming, focusing on your humor and your communication skills. And so it sounds like that's what you were able to employ in your early 20s when you hit rock bottom for the first time financially. And so to rebound, you were able to start building rapport with people, expanding your network and focus on selling. So speak to the finding your purpose though. I mean, was it simply you used your skill set, you identified what you were good at and kind of took it step by step, or was there some very, intense search for your purpose that you found, or what was that process like? Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Right. That's huge. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's really big. I mean, I just listened to a podcast last night. It was on the Lewis Howes School of Greatness, and the guy who works with him on his personal brand was talking about really how you need to, you don't need a million followers to build your personal brand. Personal brand is not, it's more about serving others. And he was saying, you find your own uniqueness and use it in the service of others. But really what his a big point was that what you're saying, which is right now in around you in your immediate surroundings, you have people that you deal with every day. And that's really what gets to your reputation is how you show up every day with integrity, like you said, doing what you say you're going to do, following through. So you didn't know that your you were building your reputation, and before that you would need that would come in handy once you hit rock bottom. But that's doing the right thing in day in and day out, because that, right. Yeah. So you're building trust is what you're building. Got it. Yeah. And you've done, go ahead. So what specifically did he need help with, like marketing or invoicing? Yeah, how to run a business. Got it. Nice. Nice. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's an example of a business that you've created and run that's more purpose driven? Got it. Yeah, challenges. Sure. Got it. Yeah, right. You need it, and you need a cash flow and profit, monthly, right? Or it's not going to last. But I mean, and I would guess that a lot of the reason that you were have been successful in these different competitive industries has to do with the trust you built with people and your personality and your vision versus the skill that you have with regard to maybe your brother's craftsmanship. I'm not putting your brother's skill set down at all, but it's really hard to stand out as the best craftsman if there are 1,000, craftsmen out there. I'm just using that as an example, but 100 home builders in your town, it's hard to be the best. But if you've built trust and relationships with people, that can really drive revenue and help your business be successful. Would you agree with that? Gotcha. Yeah. Right, that's true. Yeah, vice versa, right? You need both. You don't know how to sell or anything, right? Got it.
So you did home building. What else have you done specifically in real estate? Right. Yeah. Got it. Right. Right. Sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's like, I mean, we get like a broker price opinion on a particular property, and that's all fine and dandy, but the market will tell you what it's actually worth, right? Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay, so you rebuilt the home building business. Gotcha. Wow. Sure. Yeah. Entrepreneurship is a hot, sexy buzzword these days, and it can have a lot of benefits and give you freedom and success and all that, but it's not for the faint of heart, and it comes with a lot of stress, a big roller coaster. Right. Yeah, you're not going to get to them. Sure. Right. So, right. Yeah. Wow. Right. Okay. Okay. Right. Sounds good, right? Right. And which market are we talking about? Gotcha. Got it. Got it. Yeah. Right. Capital sources. Yeah. Sure. And so I've got a few questions here to knock out before we wrap up. So before we get there though, what do things look like for you today? I know you have the one book that has been out for a bit, The Business of Home Building, and then you have another book that's coming out shortly. You want to talk about that book and what else you have going on? Like build to rent. It's the yeah, it's the business, right? A lot of principles that you can apply, transfer and apply to other industries. Does that make sense? Do you have a name for the second book that's coming out or not? Dirt Rich. Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. That's really, you've piqued my interest with that one. That's interesting. Before I get to these questions, one more. With regard to, now you're more diversified, but what advice would you give to a more novice entrepreneur, someone starting out? People love to talk about multiple streams of income, but what are your thoughts on whether someone without capital, without wealth, whether they should try to diversify out of the gate or focus on one thing? Right. Right. Got it. Yeah. Right. Sure. Got it. Diversify. Yep. Makes sense. All right, these are going to be some rapid fire questions. We're almost out of time. Are you ready, Jose? If you could go back and give your 18-year-old self some advice, what would that be? Love that. If you could have coffee with any historical figure, whom would you choose? There you go. All right. All right. That's a good one. Yeah. If you were given $10 million tomorrow, not for your business necessarily, but just $10 million, do whatever you want. What would you do with it? Okay. Got it. Got it. Yeah. Oh, that's a good answer. Had a few guests who have said that it really wouldn't change anything, but not too many. Right. Right. Makes sense. How about a book or two that you could recommend for my listener? Okay. Okay. Sure. Sure. Got it. Yeah, no, I gotcha. And I do hear some people saying it's healthy to not finish a book that it is not capturing your attention. It's hard for me to do to not finish it, but I've gotten better at saying, you know what, this isn't the timing isn't right for this book. I'm going to quit halfway through. Yeah. Yeah. couple more. In your opinion, what is the role of luck versus skill in real estate success or business success? That's a great way to put it. Sure. Sure. Yeah. Right. Success. Yeah. Love that. That's a great way to put it. Looking forward in real estate or business in general, what are some emerging challenges that you see entrepreneurs facing? Sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right, for sure. Social media, yeah, promotes that. Right. Yeah, but now the margins are so tight. Got it. Got it. Jose, what is one question that you wish I'd asked that I haven't? Great. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, well, you have so much a wealth of knowledge that it's, you know, I don't want to cut you off because it's just such good quality, you know, content coming out. So, but next time when I have you on, I'll try to make you cry for the first time in decades. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Kids will do that. Yeah. No, I can identify with that. I get that. So, Jose Berlanga, where can our listeners find you online? Okay. Nice. Sounds great. I can see why that would people want to hear you, because this has been really good. And Jose, thank you so much for your time and for being vulnerable about the incredibly horrific accident that occurred at age 4 and the, you know, following the subsequent decades really of trauma and recovery that went along with that, and then also the being vulnerable about the ups and downs of losing losing everything multiple times in business, and just keeping it real. That's something that I just love to promote on the show. That entrepreneurship is great for some people, and absolutely, we don't steer people away from it necessarily, but it's no joke, and it comes with a lot of, it's a roller coaster, and I know you've had many ups and downs in many different industries, and so this has been chock full of very good information, both inspirational content as well as practical advice. So, Jose, thank you so much for joining us. And to the listener, thank you for spending your most valuable resources with us, and that those are your time and attention. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you for joining us on From Adversity to Abundance. We hope today's episode has equipped you with valuable insights and practical advice to elevate your real estate journey. For more inspiring stories and resources, visit us at www.adversitytoabundance.com. If this episode has inspired you, please share it with a friend who could also benefit from our conversation. Together, let's turn adversity into abundance. Until next time, keep building your mental fitness and your real estate empire.
All right, here's the deal. You work hard for your money. Isn't it about time you put your money to work for you? If you are an accredited investor, check out LabradorLending.com. Our Integrity Income Fund provides monthly cash flow from an investment backed by hard physical real estate. Our income fund, which is uncorrelated to publicly traded stocks and bonds, invests in first lien mortgage notes diversified by geography, property value, and borrower type. So you're not investing in one project. You're investing in a diversified portfolio of first lien mortgage notes. Our Integrity Income Fund aims to pay its investors monthly distributions at a preferred rate of return of 8% annually. Possibly the best part, though, the fund showcases a short 12-month commitment, so you can invest your capital today and have access to that capital in 1 year. Check it out today, LabradorLending.com.